I'm here, I'm ready. I want to thank all of you for inviting me and those of you who stay awake for listening. I'm throwing away my prepared and rehearsed 3-minute speech, and I'm going to give you a new one. Only the first minute's going to be about the gross receipts tax. I've thought about it a lot. I've consulted with an economist and with a CPA. The CPA suggested that the best solution would be a stepped reduction, that every year for the next 5 years, 5 years starting with when the city started, that the gross receipts tax be reduced by 20%. That's what I stand for. It would work the same way that the $127 million payment for the city of Los Angeles would be reduced by 5% over 20 years. At the end of 5 years, it would be eliminated. This means that the city would have the money from this tax in the beginning when it most needs it, and as various reforms that I'm suggesting and that I hope will come into play do come into play, the city won't need that revenue as much, and it won't be necessary, and you won't have to pay. So that's my position on the gross receipts tax. In the 2 minutes that are left, I'd like to outline my entire program. It consists of three parts. One is a municipal information and telecommunications utility, the purpose of which would be to provide everyone, every household in the new city with broadband internet connectivity. It would work on the basis of cable television, which I think the franchises ought to be taken back when they come up in the next few years, and used by the city to directly provide cable service, perhaps in cooperation with DWP, which I've already been talking to about this, which knows how to run a large technically oriented organization to deliver electricity and water, and delivering cable television service would be done better, I believe, by the DWP than it's now being done by Adelphia, AT&T, broadband, and so on. The second part is, I would also like the new city, to establish a CLEC, a competitive local exchange carrier, that it's entitled to do under the 1996 Telecommunications Act, that would allow it to provide DSL service off of the network that SBC has built, but that independent contractors can also offer service from, to offer DSL connectivity to people at a reduced rate if they need it off of that network. And finally, there's Sprint and Verizon are in the process of getting ready to offer 3G service to the Valley and other places. I would like the city to buy in bulk a lot of 3G connectivity and then offer it to people in the city at a lower rate. The point of all this is to give everyone in the city the connection to the internet that will allow them to work with the government to do e-government services so that they won't have to wait and fill out forms on paper and carry them and walk around and wait and so on. It would also allow people to telecommute. It would allow people to do more e-commerce as business people, to offer their services and their products, offer opportunities for people to buy things that way all over the world. And my goal, of course, would be to make Valley City the foremost center of e-commerce in the world. The third part is direct democracy. I want to use this network, once it's in place, for people to vote over the internet in elections. And instead of having sporadic democracy, once every 2 years, every 4 years, I want to have continuous democracy, where this internet connection will allow people, for example, if the city council is about to vote on something, all the people of the city ought to have in front of them on the internet a clear demarcation of what the options are. They ought to be able to vote. The city council, when it votes, ought to have a big sign behind it that says 127,000 people want this, 80,000 people want that, and they'll be free to vote however they want under that sign. And people will be free to recall them if they don't like it. I want continuous democracy. All of this means that we're going to have a city that that works for everyone. I believe, as an earlier person said, that secession without transformation is pointless. But with it, we have a chance to be a great city if we seize the opportunity. Thank you.